coming to you from the shores of the Pacific Northwest, keeping you up to date on technology while enjoying a little whiskey on the side, with leading-edge topics, along with special guests, to navigate technology in a segmented, stylized radio program. The information that will make you go, Pull up a seat, raise a glass with our hosts as we spend the next hour talking about technology for the common person. Welcome to Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mum.
We would like to thank Podcorn for sponsoring this episode of Tech Time Radio. Explore sponsorship opportunities and start monetizing your podcast by signing up at podcorn.com/podcasters. Let me tell you about Podcorn. Podcorn is an absolute must for any podcaster starting out. Now, when we started out Tech Time Radio, we started out in a back office with a couple of mics. We expanded to a studio, and then now, as you can see, we're on the radio and have distribution into other markets. Having the ability to have Podcorn at the start of our podcast would have been a dream come true. Guess what? With Podcorn, you now have the amazing opportunity for podcasts to receive sponsorship, such as host reads, interview segments, and topical discussions. With Podcorn, there's no middleman. Podcasters of all size can browse and choose opportunities right on their platform, set their own rates, and collaborate with brands directly without exclusivities. You never give up the rights of your podcast in Podcorn, and they're here to support you everywhere possible. Visit podcorn.com. Again, that's podcorn.com. Podcorn is a true success for those starting their podcast dreams.
Here we go.
All right, I'm Nathan Mum. We got Mike Gorday here, and welcome to Tech Time Radio, the show that makes you go,
Make sure it's that long.
Technology news of the week. If you are listening to us right now on a Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. on YouTube, Facebook,
you
or KKNW, they're watching us live. What's that?
You need to get a life.
Wow. What are you talking about? The Seahawks are done playing, so everybody else has got just listening to our radio show.
There's They should be.
Absolutely. Now, if you're not, then you're probably listening to a podcast or a replay of the show. So make sure you visit techtimeradio.com to keep up with all the latest information. Tech Time Radio is a weekly one-hour technology show about current technology in a simple format without having to geek out. We highlight top tech news for the week, along with segments that bring different perspective and highlighted topics. Today on the show, we're going to be answering the question that a fan has posted regarding our live feed on Section 230 on Nathan Nugget. And yeah, boy, I literally had lawyers talk about, and I went to the actual article of 230.
I don't doubt it.
So I know this really, really
You're like a dog with a bone.
So here's my, this is additional paperwork that we'll be bringing on to talk about. So I'm excited about that, yeah. Fans. If you'd like to engage with our show, if you go to hashtag on Twitter and Tech Time Radio, hashtag Tech Time Radio, leave us a question. We'll try to get to that either on this episode or next episode. And then we also, if you're on our Facebook live feed and you decide to type in a topic there, we'll try to answer it as quick as possible. Now, today we're going to be talking about how Twitter and Facebook are doing with Mr. Donald Trump with the bans. So we got a couple stories on that. And before we start our show, we always need to go immediately to our loaded question for Mike, right? So here we go. If you can own one thing that is not for sale, what would you choose?
Oh. Well, you know, I should probably say something like happiness or time.
Oh, that sounds so like good.
I'm
going to
say the moon.
You're going to say the moon?
Yeah.
You want to own the moon. What are you going to do with the moon if you own the moon?
You know, that's the first stop on any interstellar travel that we're going to do in the future. So they would have to get permission for them to...
So you're going to own a coffee shop up there and
that's
a cafe?
Right.
And
Starbucks.
You're going to be the first one to put Starbucks on the moon. Okay. All right. Well, you know, I would never have thought about why'd you choose the moon over Saturn? Saturn's like the big up-and-coming place that everybody wants to go to.
Saturn's already got a ring on it.
Oh. Ta-chum-chum. Okay. Wow. Okay. Hashtag Tech Time Radio with bad jokes. Okay. If you are watching our live stream or if you're on YouTube, you go to youtube.com/Tech Time Radio. We now have Super Chat enabled. So if you're a fan and you want to post something on the Super Chat, we will allow that to be read on the air. So go and do that. And of course, we need to make sure we're going to have our whiskey tasting. We have our whiskey in tow. We'll either give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
I'm going to give you a thumbs up just because you changed it.
I changed it. Okay. Are you going to give me a little bit of credit? Because you're griping and groaning.
That's
So we have
some scotch this week.
The Glenlivet 14-year single malt scotch whiskey. That's correct. So you should be a little bit nicer. I didn't like you giving me the evil eye last week after you had that whiskey again. All right, but now...
Hey, I gave it a thumbs up.
You gave it a thumbs up? I gave it a thumbs up, too, but that's just because we drank a lot of it. So by the end of the show, it makes it easier for that rating. Okay. All right, let's get to our top...
I feel like you rated a mini bar, though.
I did rate a mini bar. No, these came as our supplier gave a Christmas gift special, and these were actual ornaments. So now we have two. Yeah. It's COVID-friendly. See, so you have your own bottle, great. And okay, all right, there you go.
He rated a mini bar.
That's right. All right, we need to go to the top stories in our first 5 minutes that we guarantee fans, so right now, let's start with our top stories.
What's happening in the world of technology? This is our top stories in the first 5 minutes.
Yes, our guarantee to get to our top stories in the first 5 minutes.
This is all
minutes.
The fun stuff.
This is the fun stuff. Story number one, CES 2021, all virtual consumer electronics show. You know, this, I have gone to this many times. This is essentially the biggest show that Vegas has every year.
This is like PAX for Vegas?
Yes, it is like, well, it's like PAX times 10. It is huge. It's huge. This year we had the press pass, and so I have spent the last Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with Skype meeting after Skype meeting after Skype meeting with people showing the new products. And we are so excited because we are going to have next week's episode is all about our top items for CES. So we're actually going to have all of the people here. I'm not going to tell you who the guests are, but it's going to be like a version of Shark Tank, I guess, because they're all going to kind of pitch their product and we're going to talk about it and we'll have them tested and done before the show starts.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be absolutely great. So make sure you turn
it.
It's
going to be a
that.
Busy week for me.
It is going to be, we're going to have a lot of work to do this week. So you're going to have to book a couple 10 hours aside to make sure we test all these things. All right, let's go right now and take a look at our CES footage that we have from our insider on the spot.
Big screen TVs, health tech, sexy appliances, and no Las Vegas. This year, tech's biggest event is getting a shake-up as CES goes all virtual. Normally, at this time of the year, the entire tech world is touching down in Las Vegas for a big week of news, strange gadgets, and lots of walking around a giant show floor. But this year, the pandemic means that CES's 2.9 million square feet of exhibition space are being replaced by an all-digital event. Brands like LG and Procter & Gamble are creating virtual booths online instead of the flashy physical exhibits we've seen in the past. Weird and wonderful gadgets. Whether it's a Lamborghini massage chair, a wearable camera for your baby, or a flying taxi, CES always serves up a few surprises, and we hope that this year brings some of the same.
All right, so we're going to do that. So CES,
I want the massage chair.
So you like it's a very nice, delicate way of saying that there was unique items. Did you hear how many square foot floor space that they had?
I didn't.
It was in the millions. And so that is now just vacant space in Vegas. So this is probably not a great time. And let me tell you, it was really difficult doing some of these things because I'm talking with these great new products from people in Sweden, Russia. So they're up at like 1 o'clock morning and they're just like, hello, here's our product. So very interesting. But let's go to the highlights. So we're going to talk about TVs to start out CES. CES 2021 started out strong. You had the name brands like Samsung. They have a new micro LED TV called The Wall.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the biggest, it's three consumer grade screens that essentially puts together this high TV that's essentially the size of a wall. So it's like 20 feet by 40 feet deal. That was their big deal that Samsung showed off. So
really?
For all your home theaters, I guess you can put a wall up
That's a serious gaming station right
that
there.
That would be absolutely. Now, but not to be outdone, Sony came out swinging with their announcement. Also, they had an 85-inch 8K Master Series. So now we're up to 2K, 4K, now we're up to 8K.
Now we're up to 8K.
Have you ever seen the NFL games? They have like that 6K camera on the sidelines a little bit, and they'd show it, and it was like crystal clear. So now that was a 6K Sony camera, and now we're talking about an 8K television.
I think it's funny that the more clear these things get, we're actually getting clearer than we can actually see.
Yeah, you know what? Then all of a sudden you have to have even more and more makeup on. So
I know.
I like to give a call out to my pretend makeup person that does me for each of our shows that makes me look beautiful. Okay.
Yeah. And then, really?
David does it back there. It's like, not a chance.
Yeah, so he just flipped you off.
Yeah, did he? Oh, it's okay. LED TVs we talked about. Also, they have new Wi-Fi 6E routers. So nothing's better than having something out that nobody else has. There
is
are
it
no
like
phones.
A 6G?
Yeah, so it's 6G at least is being worked on. This is called 6E Wi-Fi. There's no phones or computers that have it, but guess what? In 2021, people will be able to get that. And then they had CES had a big LG's roll-up phone.
Yeah, this is cool.
So this is a phone that you can actually roll out.
Yeah, you can expand it and contract it.
So it can
so
fit
can
in your pocket.
Turn it into a tablet.
Yeah, you can put it in your pocket, roll it up, and then you can take it all the way out from a phone to a full tablet device. It's called a digital cockpit. Samsung is crazy about this.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. We had Intel and Lenovo talk about a bunch of stuff. Do you know what's really what was known is that the PC game market is back. That has come back, and you know what? People are buying more and more PC games than ever before. Thanks, David. Affordable 5G phones were there. Small appliance, bathroom tech. They had a cold snap, which is a countertop appliance that dispenses.
It's the Keurig for ice cream.
Yeah, I don't get this, though. I do not get this. So, this device is massive expensive. You have to have these pods in your freezer to begin with. And then you stick it in, and it does soft serve, and it's already soft served kind of like yogurt to begin with. So, I guess if you just wanted to work at McDonald's and you never had that opportunity, you can buy one of these devices and then you can do your soft serve.
I'm just going to get some Ben & Jerry's, man.
So you just get the hard stuff. If you're going to have ice cream at home, you don't want soft serve. Why would you want soft serve?
I want to get my pods out of my refrigerator.
All right. So then we have desserts. We had touch-free. Okay, listen to this. We had cleaning robots. Everybody's got a cleaning robot now that's out there. Samsung JetBot, a big camera that does stuff. And then we had gadgets where you could put a remote collar on your pet, and this is called the Pet Pulse AI, and it would tell how your pet is feeling.
You sure this isn't like Doug the dog from Up?
I have no idea. I have a little bit of a talking
squirrel.
To squirrel. So this is ridiculous. If you're going to buy a collar for your pets,
it's a mood ring for your dog.
And there's no logic to it, but you know what? People are going to, I'm sure, buy it and think it's the greatest thing in the world. I'd probably buy it if I had a pet that I care about. But next week we're going to have all of our vendors that we talked about, not here, but that we have selected as the best on our show. So I guess, Mike, we're going to have again, like Shark Tank. So I guess we got to figure out who's going to play Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful. Is that going to be you?
You look more like him.
Do I look more
do.
Like him?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll do
he
that.
He doesn't have any facial hair, I don't think.
I don't think he does either. But you know what? I'll take his portfolio, though. Every deal he tries to do is a royalty deal, right? So it's like, let's see what type of royalty we got. All right, next thing we have here, we're going to talk about CES again 2021. We're going to talk about the Razer's Project Hazel, which is a high-tech N5 mask. Razer is this company that produces high-end video gaming components. They have taken the year off to do anything but spend time creating probably the ultimate high-tech N95 mask that listen to our audio that we have here of an interview specifically with Razer.
Every year at CES, Razer really steals the show in a lot of ways, and it's called Project Hazel, and that is what Razer calls a smart face mask. So Razer's concept is a fairly sturdy-looking mask with adjustable ear straps and sort of a plastic framing, and in the middle is a transparent panel, either transparent or semi-transparent in some of the mock-up photos I saw, so that you could still see somebody's mouth and, you know, kind of lip read and get a little more expressiveness in there. But this is much more advanced because there is a amplifier and microphone built in so that you're not super muffled by the mask. People can actually hear what you're saying.
So this thing's awesome, man.
Yeah.
This thing's awesome. And there's already people talking about this device to make that this voice module is going to be able to have like different voices.
Yeah, you need to make it so I can sound like Darth Vader.
So they're absolutely, I'm sure that's going to come out like day one, right?
And this is like either the descent into dystopian fiction Yeah. You know, where everybody's running around with masks all the time.
Well, they built it so that they built it with the idea that if we never were able to not be mask free again, that we could use this. You can see the mouth, see it move.
That's good.
You can see the clarity of your voice. It's the exact same clarity, so it
and
comes
then
on
you
out.
Could sound like Darth Vader.
And you could sound like Darth Vader. And it has pods on the side that will help ventilate in the air itself. So they have spent a lot of time now. What's interesting is everybody's asked for a price for this mask, and they will not release it. So there's rumors it's anywhere between $300 to $250 bucks. So I bet
this is going to be a battery operated job.
So. Yeah, so it's going to be probably one of the hottest things to come on out, considering COVID and considering masks and considering if you're a gamer and you wanted to have
tickle
one of these
me
around.
Elmo, huh?
Yeah, this is going to be at every one of those nerd conventions that you have. And everybody's going to have them different paints on them, make them all special for their characters. Yeah. All right.
Here we go.
Next story. And we are way over. David gave me the 5-minute signal, and so we're continuing.
He's giving you the 1-minute signal right
he's
now.
Like, he's like, we need to get going to commercial. Okay, here we go. Story 3. Twitter has become polarized as many companies have pulled advertising after stock falls immediately after Donald Trump's account is suspended. Stock was $54 before the announcement of suspension, and now it's holding at $45.
12% loss.
Shares of Twitter are continuing to fall. Essentially, the financial perspective our investors may believe banning Trump could hurt Twitter because some former followers and the feeds have decided to take their advertising spend to other places.
Yeah, duh.
So there's, you know, kind of, I mean, so Twitter made the decision
to
do it.
They knew this was going to happen.
They absolutely
but
did.
That's only 12%. That means 88% of people who use Twitter are still using Twitter.
Oh, I like the way you put those.
That's because we respond to negative numbers rather than positive numbers.
So we should say 88% of the people are fine.
88% of the people are fine.
Okay, there you go. I like that. All right, Facebook says it's blocking posts with the phrase "Stop the steal."
Yeah,
and Salesforce says it won't let Trump send out fundraising emails from their platform.
Yeah, I saw somebody else whining about that on Facebook.
In recent days, Facebook is waging the war on making sure that they choose who they have and what they have said on their platform. Any phrase containing the "Stop the Steal," a popular rallying cry for people who think the 2020 presidential election was stolen from Trump, are being banned and comments are being removed. Okay, so make sure to tune in to Nathan's Nugget of the Day later in the show when we address all the talk regarding Article 230 and communication versus entertainment companies versus software companies. All right, Mike, it's now time to
get a commercial break.
Make sure you visit us at techtimeradio.com to make sure you can click on the stories links. We have a facts section, so everything that we talked about, if you want to make sure that it is legitimately real as a press informational article, all those links are there at www.techtimeradio.com. Up next, we have our favorite segment, Protect Yourself Today. This gives you the update of cybercrime breaches and ransomware payouts. This will also have a nice article regarding Microsoft CES keynote, where the president decides to go off on the SolarWinds breach. All right, we'll take our commercial break now, and we'll see you guys after the break.
Hello, Seattle. How would you like to have immediate and easy access to your live EKG and heart rate data? Your data right at your fingertips and with no need to hook up wires and leads or be strapped to a machine at the doctor's office. The new Pulse device from Vivomi continuously tracks your EKG and displays this data on your mobile phone. Have you ever wondered how your EKG and heart rate behaves when you're exercising at the gym, navigating the stressful demands of the workday, or just getting the kids ready for school or relaxing at home? The Pulse is a different kind of wearable, and you can experience this difference by going to www.vivomi.com and ordering your device today.
Hi, this is Lisa Downs, host of Reigniting You, the show that takes a positive, forward-looking approach to mid to late career transitions for Gen Xers and boomers every Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock Pacific. Whether you're looking to stay in the traditional workforce, do your own thing, or retire or semi-retire, Reigniting You is your source for career transition advice, inspiration, and insight for what's next in your career and life. Join me Wednesdays at 3 o'clock to get re-energized, recharged, and reignited.
With Advil, you have power over pain, so the whole world looks different. The unbeatable strength of Advil.
What pain?
Welcome back to Tech Time Radio. I'm your host, Nathan Mum, with Mike Gorday here and David behind the board. Now it's time to talk about our sample whiskey pick of the day, which we have chosen. It is the Glenlivet's 14-year Scotland matured in bourbon and sherry casks, and then finished in cognac casks for at least 6 months. It has a sweet, fruity aroma and taste of honey, apricots, pears, chocolate, and more. This is 80 proof, about $49 a bottle.
And not this bottle.
Not this bottle.
Not,
no,
not
no,
that
the,
bottle.
No, this is the airlines we stole from the yeah. the waiter going down the aisle type of deal. But it is very smooth, though. I don't know if we're going to be able to make it through all of our commercial breaks. It may be gone on commercial break, too.
Yeah, it's going to be gone pretty quick.
All right. But
it's
now,
not rye whiskey.
Now, Mike.
What?
This is your favorite segment. We're going to go into Protect Yourself today. This is the current news of breaches, cyber attacks, identity theft across the globe. This is our uplifting and inspiring part of the show that you love so much.
Yes, this is why we drink.
All right, okay.
Protect Yourself Today.
Protect Yourself Today is a 5-minute rundown of the weekly technology breaches or business compromises across the globe.
You got
I always
it?
Say
you got
that.
It? It's the whiskey.
Yeah, I
bet.
Let's start with story number one.
English is your second language.
Wow. Okay. Brad Smith, he's the president of Microsoft, presented Microsoft's first CES keynote speech since 2012. And guess what? You need to ask me about Comdex, Mike.
What's Comdex?
So that was
Nathan,
before.
What's Comdex?
That was before CES.
Okay.
And I used to work at Microsoft and in the executive support group. And there is a Comdex event that we went to that is unbelievable. I can't say it on the air because when I was working at Microsoft, there's some things I signed to make sure I wouldn't talk about
individual that was there. Non-disclosure?
Yes, and I can't talk about it forever.
Oh,
but
man.
Me and you should talk about it tonight at dinner. This is a great story. You won't even believe it. It is so outrageously funny. So we'll have to talk about it. Okay, now let's go to our audio of Brad Smith. Now, he was very upset about the SolarWinds breach that we talked about before.
I'm Brad Smith, the president of Microsoft, and thanks for joining me for what I hope will be a conversation for all of us, albeit virtually, as part of this year's CES. Think about the recent holiday season. It was dominated not just by COVID and Christmas, but by cybersecurity issues as well. The issues around the rules of the road, in my view, couldn't be more important. Because let's consider what we've seen with the SolarWinds-based attack. Governments have spied on each other for centuries. It would be naive to think or even ask them to stop. But we've long lived in a world where there were norms and rules that created expectations about what was appropriate and what was not. And what happened with SolarWinds was not. Why? Because this wasn't a case of one nation simply trying to spy on or hack its way into a computer network of another. It was a mass, indiscriminate, global assault on the technology supply chain that all of us are responsible for protecting.
All right. So he was direct. And this is excerpts of.
Yeah.
He didn't mix words, right? So he didn't come on out and say, you know what? We wish this would happen and this would happen and this would happen. He is very upset. He's very upset with the SolarWinds breach, which has now hit over 1,600 large companies across the world, not just the United States, but across the world. Interesting here is FireEye. Have you heard anything from them? They just like disappeared. So they're like hiding underneath the rock right now, going, "Don't talk about us. Don't talk about us."
You just aren't hearing about them.
So you're hearing about SolarWinds all the time.
Yeah, I just did.
Okay, yeah. So SolarWinds, and he said in his keynote address that he's calling for governments to be held to a higher standard. He says that the higher standard in the wake of the breach of the SolarWinds Orion, which is attributed to many different focal points, including Russia. Russia is a part of it, but there's many other focal points also that were a part of this breach. And he has said that governments have spied on us for centuries, but the way that this breach was taken care of and the lack of due diligence in the company for SolarWinds, this was done 6 months ahead of time, and the code was sitting in there and sitting in there and sitting in there, and nobody took the time to make sure their base code was taken care of. Mm-hmm. So he was not a happy cancer or a camper at all.
Not a happy cancer, huh?
No, he wasn't.
Was he born in July?
Or a Libra or a Sagittarius or anybody else. Okay. All right. Story number two. The CISA warns of surge of attacks targeting cloud services. The U.S. Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, it's called the CISA, mm-hmm. warns that hackers are increasingly targeting a variety of cloud services by waging phishing schemes and brute force attacks. Despite the use of security tools affected by organizations that are taken care of, the current cyber hygiene practices in place of many online organizations are lacking.
That's cool. It's called cyber hygiene.
So many people, many people are having their port 80 open to remote employees and access, not putting their servers behind VPNs and essentially having their cloud data available for everybody to access. So this is something that we talk about all the time in my consulting company that we deal with for Elite Executive Services, is people assume that if I buy cloud services from Amazon, Google, Microsoft, that essentially those companies are going to protect
them. That's because that's what they sell.
Well,
I have talked to people who are selling cloud services, and they talk about how protected it is.
Well, so let me just tell you, very simply, when you buy space in a cloud service, all you're doing is you're just buying information on a server.
Yeah, that's
so you
all
have
you're doing.
So you have to take care of
this
it.
This is an example of how technology outpaces human behavior.
Okay. And specifically, which aspect of that? They just assumed that since I'm paying Google and I'm paying all these other companies that everything is going to be taken care of?
It's just assumptions, and then it's disseminating that information down to that end user who is like somebody who may not care what they're doing. They're just posting stuff to the cloud, and then that's who they're targeting.
Yep.
Is that low-end
That low-end consumer person that's just putting the stuff in the cloud.
Know how it works, doesn't care how it works. And if you tell them, you need to encrypt that, they're going to do it as simply as possible because that's human behavior.
And let me tell you, human behavior isn't working really well because when you buy cloud space, you better protect your data because now you've given millions of hackers more access to your data than ever before.
Yeah.
So that takes us through.
I guess I should take those pictures off my phone.
Yeah, you should make sure you're not putting them up on the cloud. All right. So we're going to take a commercial break here. And we'll be back to Tech Time Radio after this, and we can sip some whiskey.
Good, drink some more whiskey.
All right.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
Have you heard of the Pop Culture Show?
You know, I feel like I should say yes.
Of course, you absolutely should, Mike. If you've heard of the Pop Culture Show, it's the number one podcast to listen to for pop culture news and interviews.
Oh, wait. Who are the hosts?
Three hosts, Barnes, Leslie, and Cubby. They have been friends for over 30 years, and they have incredible chemistry working together. They have huge accolades from Billboard and Rolling Stone.
Dang it. I need to know more.
The Pop Culture Show has many popular segments, including TV Talk. This is a solid roundup of what's good, bad, and coming, and going on the tube. TV Talk is on every episode. Their guest rosters include some of the best in the podcast space. Everyone from WWE champ Goldberg to rock stars like Jewel and even Dr. Oz, plus many other great guests.
So it's like us, but only better.
Did you really say that out loud? Go and visit them at thepopcultureshow.com. Again, that is thepopcultureshow.com or anywhere you get your podcast. You should subscribe today.
Completely awesome.
You know what's awesome, Mike? Every Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern, The Pop Culture Show releases a new podcast, so make sure to subscribe to their show whenever you get your podcast or always at thepopcultureshow.com.
Get your taxes done with or without the office visit. Drop in, drop off. Send us a pic of your docs and a tax pro will do the work. Or file online and get help if you need it. No matter how you choose to file, Block has your back.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's happening?
Hey, have you heard of Podcorn?
Yeah, I eat it every night when I watch a movie.
No, not popcorn. Podcorn. Podcorn.com.
Oh, Podcorn. Yes. Yeah, I think I've heard of them.
You know, when we started out our podcast, there was no podcorn. So what do we have to do, Mike?
Cook it ourselves.
No, not popcorn. Podcorn. So you have a podcast called What Drives You, right?
I do.
Have you gone and signed up to use Podcorn?
I have.
And what is your experience using Podcorn to help advertise your show?
It's fantastic.
All right. And what is your experience as a brand new podcaster?
Well, I have just done it. It's pretty easy. I'm really excited to see what happens.
That's great. So if you're starting a podcast, absolutely go and visit podcorn.com/podcasters. And if you want to advertise with Podcorn, there's also an opportunity to go to podcorn.com and you can sign up so that you can have great podcasts talk about your products. Go and visit https://podcorn.com.
That's fantastic.
Welcome back to Tech Time Radio. All right, we're going to be moving into our segment called Ask the Experts now.
Ask the Experts.
This is a segment we call Ask the Experts.
All right, today we're talking about Podcast 101, the truth, the myths, and the legends. So let's just talk about that. You have a podcast.
I have a podcast.
What drives you? We just heard about that on the previous commercial.
Where I talk about human behavior.
Human behavior. Now, I have a friend, and her daughter was over a couple days ago, and she said, you know what? I want to start a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Because a podcast is so simple to do. All you got to do is you just get to turn it on, and then you talk, and then everybody listens to you, and they like you. And I was like, oh, my word. And so I was taken back a little bit. I said, it's a little bit more work to do like that. Oh, no, it's not. I can just put it up there. So let's go Podcast 101. If you wanted to start a podcast, you would be, by all accounts, okay to do it. But it is a little bit different than what you might think.
It's a little work. There's a little work involved.
So choosing a topic, number one, right? The first thing to do is choose a topic. You have to talk about something that your podcast is about. So yours is human.
It's about why we do the things we do.
And so ours is about technology, right? Mm-hmm. So we talk about technology. Having a key subject is probably the first thing that you need to do. It's best to understand what your podcast is going to do and then to name your podcast related to your show. So yours is called What Drives You.
Right.
So very much. And then you do interviews and you talk about how people are, what makes them who they are.
We try to break down some psychology and neuroscience and things like that into easy chunks.
So after naming, and then it's the format of your podcast. So there's many different ways to do podcasts, right? Mm-hmm. So we have a very good demographic, as we can take a look. From 26 on down, lots of people listening to our show. We have kind of this 26 to 32 that disappears. And then about 32, 35 and on up, we have a large demographic also, because we do segments. And so some people that listen to podcasts specifically like segments, and some people listen to podcasts like having the whole show dedicated to one subject itself. So having that is probably the next step you need to do. Having a studio, a place to record that, right? I've seen people do these podcasts. It's you have to have the right gear, right? Mm-hmm. You have to have a quiet place. You have to have nice microphones that pick up, because just putting in your ear pods and trying to do something like that does not take the sound quality. And the sound quality is very important.
Yes, it is.
And so what's your favorite microphone that you use?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot.
So I like the Q. It's like the Q3U. It's a $60 mic that I got
an $80 mic. I can't.
Is it a Yeti mic? Those are the high end. I haven't been able to be
sure.
Quite.
We'll just do this.
We'll just say that. Okay.
We'll just say that.
Then you have to have software to edit your audio. So I use GarageBand to do that back in the day when we started out our podcast.
Yes.
And what do you use?
I use OpenShot, which is open.
An open source
video.
Then you have to get it into an MP3 file. Then you have to host it. Mm-hmm. Then you have to create the RSS feed, or you have to sign up for something. You have to publish it. You have to get a website. You have to update it. Then you have to try to get it onto iTunes. It is a lot of work. So if you want to start a podcast, it is phenomenal. But let me tell you, it is a lot of work. It's not as simple as just picking up a mic and talking, which is great for us to lead. Right.
That's what Facebook Live is for.
That's what Facebook, if you want to just have a conversation, do Facebook Live, right? Facebook Live can easily have a conversation back and forth. The audio can be crappy.
And you can't edit it, so it's a one-shot deal.
Yeah, and that would absolutely be for the novice. But if you're going to get into a podcast, it is a lot of work. And we're going to talk right now to probably one of the best podcasts that I have heard of for the pop culture era, and it's called The Pop Culture Show. And we are excited to have a guest, and hopefully Steve can tell us a little bit about his podcasting experience, because his is probably the best podcast I've seen. It's like Entertainment Tonight on a podcast. They have video that they post on YouTube all the time. It is a phenomenal setup that it has there ready to go. So hopefully Steve is joining us on the show today.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
Hi, Steve.
Doing excellent. Enjoying your show.
All right. Well, great. We're glad to have you. So you guys are what we would consider the superstars of pop culture for a podcast. So I've listened to tons of your shows. I had never heard of you guys until we kind of reached out on a third-party application. And then all of a sudden, I've been listening to your YouTube stuff, and I totally love it. Let me ask you a question. When you started out your podcast, did you think it was going to be really simple and easy to do, or did you know all the work that it takes to put it together?
Well, we have a radio career that we in an after a before life that we had, so we kind of knew what we were getting into. But it was interesting hearing you talk about what you need to do to start a podcast, because it's so not easy, especially if you don't have a background in anything with audio or video. You're going to find yourself kind of in a corner.
Absolutely. And there's a video aspect to it, because we do our live feeds and then they get re-edited and posted.
How long were you spending on post-production when we were doing the podcast?
So when we were doing the podcast for our and we appreciate our loyal 12 fans and 15 fans that were listening to us, it was probably about 6 to 8 hours of work after we actually came up with the articles and did the broadcast to go through and rechange the sound, even though we had nice mics in there, so you get rid of the background sound, to add in audio, and it was just tons of work. It was It was crazy. All right, so Steve, I got some questions.
Yes.
So your show is every Monday, right? What time does it air Eastern time so that people can listen to it?
If you're going to be a cool kid, you say it drops at 10 Eastern.
Drops at 10 Eastern. I you know what? Yes. I need to be a cool kid. It drops at 10 Eastern.
You're not going to make that. Sorry.
I'm not going to make that. No, I better stick with the technology aspects.
Yeah, just stick
right?
with the tech stuff.
Okay. All right. So what's your most aggravating thing behind the scenes for your podcast show? And this is the popcultureshow.com, so you can listen to it and subscribe to it. Question number one, what is the most aggravating thing behind the scenes of a podcast show?
Of ours specifically, it's one of our hosts, Cubby.
Okay,
he's probably the most annoying thing.
Okay, and what is that? Is that it sounds like Mike? No,
What happens is we call it the show within the show, and we end up usually posting them as promos. But he just kind of goes off the rails, and like you guys, we drink because we have an alcohol as one of our sponsors.
You have a vodka sponsor, there, right?
We do.
Yes.
You can see bottles behind me. It changes every month, so I keep them within reach.
Okay,
so
that's,
I grab right. So
that's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Right.
That's
and we find it makes better shows, but sometimes Cubby tends to add some time to that editing schedule you're talking about.
Okay, yeah.
Where he starts just going down a path of trashing something or someone that we just
that you didn't want to do, and you're like, oh, yeah, you're kind of cringing,
like
fire, but you're smiling. Well, like fire.
Yeah, we have no rules, but it's just some of them are kind of incriminating, I would say.
Okay.
That's a good way of putting it.
That's a great. Okay, now who is your favorite guest that you've had on your show?
Favorite guest, probably India Oxenberg, who was a survivor of the NXIVM sex cult. Have you guys heard of that?
Yes, I watched your episode twice on that specifically.
Wow. And I found her just fascinating, but I had watched The Vow on HBO, and I had watched Seduced, which was her story on Stars. So having her on, and it's also a video episode, so having her on and watching her as we asked the questions, I loved it that she said, I asked her before, are there any limits to the questions? Because she's gone through a lot. She said no. So we asked her some really deep questions, and she answered all of them, did not run from any of them.
And you can actually go to their YouTube channel or just go to thepopcultureshow.com and you can take a look at their YouTube feed. And I think you guys have that kind of in one of your guest areas
on there.
So you can absolutely retake a look at it. So let me ask you the next question.
Yes.
Who do you wish you could get on your show? So this is a call out right now.
Well,
so we're
going to
see.
Uh-oh.
So who do you think? Who's that?
Me.
No, Mike. I'm sure not you. But
we said this on our show a while back. Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon. Okay, and why would you want Reese Witherspoon on the show?
I know it's a random one. It's just one of those ones that has been elusive all during my career. with our morning show that we did here in Atlanta, and just all throughout it, we've tried to get her, almost had her a few times, and never had her. So it's kind of one of those, you know how you had your top five? What was that, on Friends or on Seinfeld years ago?
Yep.
She's always been in that top five, so that's who I'd want to have.
Reese Witherspoon, do you mind? I worked at Microsoft, and I dealt with a lot of high net worth individuals, and I still deal with, as my IT company, high net worth individuals, and probably the only person that I would get nervous around would be Michael Jordan. I think that would be the only person. Yeah.
I heard he's tough.
Presidents, anybody else like that, no big deal. It's like, okay, whatever, dude.
But Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan would be my guy.
Okay.
So Michael Jordan, you need to come on a Tech Time Radio and talk about, we'll just do it about basketball. You don't have to talk about technology. Okay. So working with three hosts, is that more difficult than just working with one host? So we got two here. So I am curious, how is it with working with three hosts?
In our case, I don't think it is, because we've all known each other over 25 years. So everybody kind of knows everyone's rhythm. And the woman on our show, Leslie Fram, was my co-host on the radio. So no, it's not. We kind of all know the nuances of when we're going to jump in. But I would say for other people who haven't worked with someone, and you imagine adding someone to your show, a third person would be very difficult to kind of feel the cadence of how they talk. And I think that's hard.
Yeah, I think it would be too. Okay. What is the most unique thing that has happened on air on the pop culture show that, so not necessarily an interview, but the most unique thing that's happened while you guys were on the show?
Most unique?
Yeah.
That it actually sticks to the tape that we recorded.
That you actually, off tape. Let's go off tape, because we did an episode where we're at a... we're at a bookstore, right? So we go on in, and so we did this deal where we did 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, we got stuck in the back.
So we got stuck in like this
in
back.
In the hot room.
And we're like sweating profusely, and it's like we're trying to do the sponsorship with these people, and we're like, dude, can you give us some water? we had to get a fan going. It was horrible. We're like sweating. I'm just like pigs in there. We're like, oh. And then I posted a little bit about that, and then someone says, oh, you didn't look like you're sweating enough. I'm like, what are you talking about? So the most unique that you guys have had?
I don't have an answer. Most unique would probably be, when you say unique, probably our guests would be the most unique thing, because we all three have pretty deep Rolodexes from working in this business in all aspects of it. So being able to just pick up the phone and call someone and get them on, except Reese Witherspoon.
Except
for Reese.
Well, you know what? I think I may actually know somebody that knows her, so I need to
make
see.
Let
me see if I can hook you up. I know somebody that knows her. I don't know her personally.
Okay, Kevin Bacon.
Well, no, it's only two. It's only two. It's only two. That's five steps, so two steps. All right, TV Talk. TV Talk's your guys' big segment. Ours is probably Protect Yourself Today when we talk about the cyber crimes, and I pick on poor FireEye, the security company that I can't stand working for and with. TV Talk, your main area. Explain to you, why did you guys come up with the TV Talk? What's the key aspect on your TV Talk segment that you guys do on your show?
I think during the pandemic, everyone, anytime you get together with anyone, whether it's on Zoom or whether they're in your like group that you maybe see in your 6 feet apart parties, everyone talks about, what are you watching? And it just became such water cooler talk. That's like at the top of the list for everybody. Somehow the conversation gets around to, what are you watching? And I'm surprised there's not an app, there may be, but where you can just pop people's shows, like send them your Netflix, this, you can text them.
Oh, you know, there isn't. That's a great idea.
Having one, yeah, where you could just send someone, hey, oh, you've got to watch this. And people get really excited about talking about a show, or not excited about talking about a show that they like, and can really steer you. Look at the numbers that they're getting in these Netflix shows.
Yeah, that's even crazy.
The dumbest shows are getting 60 million.
So what's your, okay, Steve, so what is your guilty pleasure or your TV show that you're watching right now? What series are you watching?
The Bachelor.
You're watching The Bachelor. Okay.
Oh, no. Yeah,
oh, roses here.
I pick on that show.
Mr. Psychology Guy, you must love that show, right?
I hate that show.
You hate that show? Okay.
I hate it.
Mike, what's your show that you're watching?
I'm watching Star Trek Discovery right now.
Okay. All right. Sorry. See, I have just started watching Yellowstone. Well, we're on season three. So
I tried. I could not do it.
So you know what? It's kind of like Ozark. So you got to get through the first three or four episodes. And it reminds me of Ozark, which I just love Ozark. But they're cowboys in the same type of deal.
I would be all over that.
There's at least 100 people dead now. And there's this poor guy, this Rip guy, and he just kills everybody. They take him to the train station. and they knock
everyone them. That loves it loves it.
So yeah, so but it took a little bit to get into that too. So yeah, The Mandalorian was okay. I watched the new WandaVision. Have you seen the new WandaVision, Steve?
I see the commercials. No, I see it everywhere. I don't. What is it about?
So that was
that's from the MCU universe. It's about Vision and Scarlet Witch.
And they did these like 60s shows. So the first show, my wife was like watching it with me last night. She's like, "What the heck is this?" And so we watched it, and it was like I Love Lucy episode. Yeah. And then the second episode was like a Bewitched episode. They're like back in the 60s and in 70s, and they're doing old school shows. All right.
I'm watching the Tiger doc right now. Are you guys watching the Tiger Woods documentary?
I have not. No, is that the ESPN Films one?
Yes, it's really done well.
So you know what? I watched The Last Dance, which is the ESPN film, which is the Michael Jordan stuff. Again, my hero guy. So I have that on the queue to watch. So that would be
it's good.
Is it good? Has it got a lot about his father in there, too? Does it have a lot about that?
Yeah, the first episode is already out, and it was a lot about that. Now we're getting into the Rachel Uchitel, or whatever her name was, the girl that kind of, one of his flings.
Yep.
She's doing a one-on-one and apparently letting it all out, and that's tomorrow night. That's Sunday night.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I gotta, you going to watch that? You like that type of stuff. You like that, right? Was that your philosophy stuff?
Philosophy.
Or your psychology. Sorry, did I say philosophy? Psychology.
Yeah.
All right. Steve, so one last thing. When you started podcasting and you started your TV show, your radio show, what got you into that field? So if we had anything here in our 101 type of lesson to tell anybody, what was something that really drove you to be in the media aspect and specifically the pop culture show, which is your podcast, but what made you say you wanted to do that?
Well, just media in general, I thought it was a good way to just kind of be creative all the time.
Okay.
I started in high school. So I started when I was 16, I got my first job in Corpus Christi, Texas. And no matter if you're in a small town like that or in a big market like Atlanta or Seattle or LA, whatever, it's still the same. It's you and a microphone. So you've got to come prepared and come with fun, if that's the type of show that you're on, or come with information, if that's the type of show you're on. So I think that's the motivator, is that you can have that release, that creative release.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. You can always check out thepopcultureshow.com. Go take a look at it. Subscribe to it.
Please.
Now, we're going to try to get you on your next episode. We are going to send a spam out to all of our fans. So congratulations, fans that stand out. And hopefully we can get lots of new listeners to your show itself.
That would be great. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mike, we need to go to a commercial break right here. And when we come on back, we got Mike's mesmerizing moment. We got Nathan's 2:30 information, and we got about 6 minutes left of the show. So we got to go quickly. All right, take us out to break, David.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
Have you heard about 180 Consulting?
No.
I love these guys. You know how much I avoid working with copy vendors, right?
Actually, I get to hear about it all the time.
Not anymore, because guess what? The guys at 180 Consulting took over the entire process. They assessed our needs, worked directly with the vendors on my behalf, and helped us understand our option. No sales fluff, just good information so we can make the right decision.
Well, that sounds good. How do they get paid?
Their only compensation comes from a small share of the cost savings they create. They work for us, and it's a win-win.
You know, that sounds like a no-brainer.
There's two ways to reach them. You can get them at info@180-consulting.com or visit them online at www.180-consulting.com.
www.180-consulting.com.
Thank you, Mike. 180-consulting.com.
Your business deserves the same expertise as that of a Fortune 500 company. If you need a CIO-level service, why hire a full-time staff member at $250,000 a year when you can get this on-demand service for fractions of the cost? As your CIO on demand, we'll give you the steps you need to take so as to minimize interruption to your business and profitability, and provide you and your business with training and education to prevent future attacks. To get an efficiency review for your business today, contact us at www.ee-services.com.
Welcome back to Tech Time Radio. I'm your host, Nathan Mum. Mike, during the break, what do you think about our whiskey? We are both out.
Mmm.
That's really
good. Not rye.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, we still have to let everybody know. Go to techtimeradio.com for a chance to win our Pulse device, our portable EKG system, and also to win Story Coffee. We're going to give away a bag of Story
deliciousness
Coffee.
Deliciousness in a bag.
Isn't that really good? Story Coffee is like the best, right?
It is the best.
Well, and next week we have a full pack show of CES, so we will have a very abbreviated first 5 minutes of news information and go right into CES. So it's going to be a pack show also. But now, it's our best part of the day because we're going to Mike's Mesmerizing Moment.
This is Mike's Mesmerizing Moment, presented by Story Coffee. Visit storycoffee.com.
All right, well, I'm just going to make a call back to what we were talking about earlier when we were talking about Twitter taking a big hit.
Okay.
And it turns out that it's not as big of a hit as we thought. But because it's a negative number, we respond more strongly to negativity than we do positive.
See, that's what the press loves to get responses, right? So if you're a press company, specifically a news company, you love getting the whiz-bang word that's out there.
We're designed that way. We're designed to respond more strongly to negative stuff than positive stuff. I think it's like something to the ratio of like 1 to 4. So if you have the same events or something and you try to put the pleasure model on one and the negative model on the pain model on the other one,
yep,
that same event would be 4 times worse than the pleasure model.
All right.
So that's one of our survival mechanisms.
Mechanisms. All right.
Yep.
So with that, we should go right now into Nathan's Nugget.
Yeah, let's talk about your Nugget.
This is your Nugget of the Week.
All right. So we're going to talk about what is Section 230. So 230. It's a huge deal that people throw on out there. So I actually have at the law.cornell.edu, it is the breakdown of the actual law itself. So Section 230 isn't a blanket protection. There are exceptions for federal crimes and intelligent property, and companies could still be held accountable for allowing users to post information. But companies that are considered internet, entertainment, or software companies have a different level of responsibility than news companies. So CNN is considered right here. You can take a look at the EIN number. And Warner Media LLC is a cable and subscription programming news network.
All right.
Completely different than both Twitter and Facebook that are software. Their actual filing for their EIN number, which means the business they do with the federal government, is specifically for software development and collaboration through social media. Two completely different. So, the provision.
What does that mean to us, Nathan? What does it mean?
The Communication Decency Act for 1996, specifically underneath, there's findings, there's policies, but underneath Article C, the protection of Good Samaritan, blocking and screening of offensive materials, the treatment of a publisher or speaker are different if you're a radio company, if you're a news company, if you're a broadcast company, then a software company. So the provider of an interactive computer service is not liable of the account under Section 2 of civil liability within the code itself. So we were asked a question about that. We talked about that a little bit last week. Specifically, the Good Samaritan blocking and screening of offensive material says no provider or user of interactive computer services shall be treated as the publisher or speaker of information provided another information content.
Well, this is about liability, right? We're still talking about if Twitter is actually censoring.
So Twitter can censor, Facebook can censor, because they're not considered a news network. Now, our society has considered them news networks, but their actual official classifications are entertainment companies for software education and software development of information. So,
but either way, what happened was not a good thing.
So yes. So
I'm not talking about getting Trump banned. I'm talking about what Trump did on Twitter and on Facebook.
And so they took the liberties that they had as a software collaboration company to remove the content that they wanted. And since they're not a news station or a press station, they're in completely different legalities and rules than you would if you're a news station itself.
All right.
So that link will be on the facts section of Tech Time Radio. So
I feel like we're fixing to be done here.
Glenn Levitz, thumbs up or thumbs down?
I can't give that a thumbs down. How am I? You put me in a bad position.
You were griping about certain whiskeys, and I brought in a different whiskey selection.
You brought it. You not only brought in a different whiskey, you brought in good whiskey.
It was really good.
It was.
All right, so next week's show is CES. We got a Shark Tank type of scenario. We're going to have a bunch of people on. David is going to be so busy going from guest to guest to guest. He's so excited to be there. Look at that big smile right there. As he's counting us down, I am Nathan Mumm with Tech Time Radio. We got
Mike Gorday.
And we got David behind the board. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us on Tech Time Radio. We hope that you had a chance to have that moment today in technology. The fun doesn't stop there. We recommend that you go to techtimeradio.com and join our fan list for the most important aspect of staying connected and winning some really great monthly prizes. We also have a few other ways to stay connected, including subscribing to our podcast on any podcast service, from Apple to Google and everything in between. We're also on YouTube, so check us out on youtube.com/techtimeradio, all one word. We hope you enjoyed the show as much as we did making it for you. From all of us at Tech Time Radio, remember, mum's the word. Have a safe and fantastic week.